Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome to the deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
Today we're diving into something that a listener sent us.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it seems like a real head scratcher. A situation unfolding in their neighborhood.
Okay.
Quiet evenings, shattered by relentless barking.
Ah.
But there's a twist.
Okay.
And the real question is, are we dealing with some rambunctious pups or something much weirder?
Interesting.
So it's like almost like a mystery we're trying to solve for them.
Exactly. Like, what is going on here?
Exactly. Yeah. And this isn't just any neighborhood.
Okay.
We're talking manicured lawns, friendly waves, you know.
The whole 9 yards.
The whole 9 yards, yeah.
Got it.
But then this barking starts creeping in.
Okay.
And things get strange fast.
Okay.
It seems to be coming from one of two furry suspects.
Okay.
Buttercup, the golden retriever next door.
Golden retriever.
Or Taco.
Okay.
The dachshund beagle mix.
On the other side.
A mix, interesting.
So two very different dogs.
Yeah.
What do you think, just based on the breeds?
Well, both of those breeds could definitely be barkers.
Right.
But for different reasons.
Okay.
Golden retrievers. I mean, they're Velcro dogs a lot of times.
Right.
They might be prone to some separation anxiety if their families are away.
Right.
And dachshund beagle, I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Their vocal cords are well developed. Let's just say that.
Right.
Yeah.
So our listener, like any good neighbor, tried to solve this the friendly way.
Okay.
You know, baking cookies.
Yeah.
Casually mentioning the noise.
Mm-hmm.
But both neighbors insisted that their dog was innocent.
Really?
Yeah. So what do you make of that?
Well, I mean, it's possible that they're being truthful.
Right.
Maybe the barking happens when they're not home.
Okay.
Actually witness it.
Right.
Or maybe they're genuinely unaware of how bad it is.
Right.
You know, we all perceive noise differently.
That's true.
So yeah, it's possible they're not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with no resolution in sight, our listener decided to step things up a notch.
Okay.
Venturing into the land of passive-aggressive tactics.
Oh, boy.
First came the seemingly innocent Facebook post.
Uh-huh.
Then the anonymous notes, you know.
Right.
Politely but firmly.
Okay.
Asking for some peace and quiet.
The anonymous note, huh?
Yeah.
It's always a gamble.
Right.
Sometimes it works.
Yeah.
Sometimes it backfires spectacularly.
Yeah.
It removes the opportunity for open dialogue, which is what you really want in these situations.
Right. Yeah. And backfire it did.
Oh, no.
One neighbor actually sent the note back with a rather pointed handwritten reply.
Okay.
It said, maybe if you spent less time smoking in your garage.
Oh, my gosh.
You wouldn't notice it so much.
Wow.
So,
okay. So that's that's aggressive.
Yeah.
Not only are they deflecting the responsibility, but also adding a personal jab.
Right.
It sounds like there's some underlying tension here.
Yeah, definitely. And
wow.
Just when you thought things couldn't get weirder.
Yeah.
You start finding dog toys in your yard.
What?
Shoot up tennis balls.
Okay.
Squeaky toys, the whole bit.
Like a bizarre peace offering?
Right.
Or a canine ransom note?
Yeah, it's like, what is going on?
What is going on?
What is going on?
So it was strange.
That's so strange.
And the barking escalated.
Oh.
It wasn't just evenings anymore.
Uh-huh.
It was mornings, afternoons.
Well,
sometimes even the middle of the night.
Really?
And when they recorded it, it sounded almost human.
Human.
Have you ever heard of a dog whistle?
Of course, but.
Do you think?
You don't think. I don't know. It's starting to feel like.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, dog whistles emit high frequency sounds.
Right.
That dogs can hear, but humans can't.
Right.
So it's possible that someone is using a dog whistle to deliberately provoke this barking.
That's creepy.
It is a little creepy.
No, it's not just noisy dogs.
Yeah.
It's someone.
It's like they're messing with the neighborhood soundscape.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
Yeah. And so armed with this new theory.
Okay.
And the video evidence of the barking, our listener went back to the Millers, the owners of Taco.
Oh, boy. Confrontation.
Yeah.
That can be tricky.
Yeah.
Sometimes it escalates the conflict, but sometimes it's necessary to break through a stalemate.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Rachel Taco's owner was horrified by the recording.
Okay.
She swore it wasn't Taco.
Okay.
And then she dropped a bombshell.
Uh-oh.
She'd been finding strange dog food cans in their yard, too.
Strange how?
Different brand than what she normally feeds Taco.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And the plot thickens further.
Okay.
Remember the Barlows with their golden retriever, Buttercup?
Yes, yes.
They started having their own unsettling experiences.
Oh, no.
Buttercup became terrified of going outside.
Oh, wow.
Barking and growling at their back door.
Really?
And Mr. Barlow even claimed to have seen a shadowy figure.
What?
Lurking near their fence one night.
A shadowy figure and strange dog food.
I know.
This is pointing to something more deliberate.
Right.
Orchestrated.
Yeah, it's starting to feel less like a neighborhood squabble and more like a Hitchcock film.
I know.
So our listener did what any reasonable person would do.
Yeah.
They launched a stakeout.
Okay.
Armed with a flashlight and a healthy dose of paranoia, they waited for the culprit to reveal themselves.
Oh my goodness, I can only imagine the tension.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So around midnight, the now familiar cacophony started.
Okay.
This time it seemed to be coming from the Miller's side. But when our listener peeked over the fence, Taco was sound asleep inside.
So if it wasn't Taco, then who?
That's what our listener was about to find out. Okay. Just then they spotted him.
Okay.
A man crouched near the Miller's shed.
Okay.
Dressed in black with a ski mask.
Oh my.
Holding what looked like.
What?
Yep, a dog whistle.
Wow. That's quite a visual.
I know.
Yeah.
He caught our listener staring. He hissed, "Mind your own business," and melted back into the shadows.
Wow.
Our listener scrambled for their phone to call the police, but he was long gone.
Oh.
The police arrived quickly, but he'd vanished.
Of course.
They did, however, find evidence of tampered dog food cans.
Really?
And a stash of dog whistles.
Okay.
Hidden in the Miller's shed.
So someone was deliberately provoking the dogs.
Yeah.
And probably using that tampered food as a way to make them more anxious.
Oh, right.
More aggressive.
Yeah.
More susceptible to that dog whistle.
Wow.
But the why remains a mystery.
Right. The neighborhood was buzzing with theories.
Oh, I bet.
A disgruntled dog trainer.
Yeah.
A jealous ex.
Mm-hmm.
But no one could pinpoint the motive.
Wow.
And here's the thing. Even though the barking stopped, the weirdness didn't.
What?
Our listener kept finding chewed up dog toys in their yard.
My kid.
Like a creepy calling card or a...
It's like they're taunting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some twisted game.
Like, I got away with it and there's nothing you can do.
Right. It's so creepy.
It is creepy.
It really makes you wonder what's going on in the minds of our seemingly normal neighbors.
Oh, boy.
So we've established the what of this situation.
Right.
Someone was deliberately using dog whistles and tampered dog food to create chaos.
Yes.
But let's dive deeper into the potential why behind these actions after a quick word from our sponsor.
Okay, so we've got a masked man, dog whistles, tampered dog food. It's like a Scooby-Doo episode gone wrong, but what could possibly drive someone to these lengths?
Right. The why is always the most compelling part of these mysteries. Let's consider the theories you mentioned, a disgruntled dog trainer seeking revenge, or maybe a jealous ex. These are classic tropes for a reason. They tap into some pretty primal human emotions like anger and resentment.
The dog trainer theory makes sense. Maybe they felt wronged by one of the families, or maybe they were fired from a local pet store and wanted to lash out at the community. It's possible. Studies have shown that people who feel powerless or marginalized are more likely to engage in aggressive or manipulative behavior.
Right.
It's a way to reclaim a sense of control.
That's a chilling thought. But wouldn't a disgruntled dog trainer be more likely to target the dogs directly rather than using them to torment the whole neighborhood?
That's a good point. Maybe the goal wasn't actually to harm the dogs.
Right.
But to create chaos and disrupt the peace.
Okay.
You know, maybe this person gets a thrill out of watching people suffer.
Ooh.
Psychologists call this Schadenfreude.
Yikes. That's even creepier. What about the jealous ex theory?
Yeah.
Rachel Taco's owner denied it, but could she be covering for someone?
It's certainly possible. Jealousy is a powerful motivator.
Yeah.
And it can often lead to some pretty irrational and destructive behavior.
Right.
There's a fascinating study from the University of Delaware that found that people experiencing jealousy are more likely to engage in things like cyberstalking, property damage, even physical violence.
So basically, hell hath no fury, like a jealous ex scorned.
Right. But if we're exploring the revenge angle, we can't rule out other possibilities either. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about the dynamics of this neighborhood.
Right.
Could there be a long-standing feud between neighbors?
No.
A property line dispute.
Right.
A business deal gone wrong.
Okay.
Sometimes these seemingly peaceful communities harbor hidden resentments that can simmer for years.
Right.
before boiling over.
It's like that saying, every house has its secrets, and in this case, the secret involves a whole lot of barking.
Exactly.
And some very disturbed dogs. But even if we figure out who's behind this, will we ever truly understand why they chose this specific method of torment?
That's the question that often haunts us in these situations, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the human psyche is a labyrinth.
Right.
We can speculate about motives, but the truth might be more complex or even more banal than we could even imagine.
Right.
You know, perhaps this individual simply enjoys the feeling of power that comes from manipulating others.
Right.
Both human and animal.
Yeah.
From the shadows.
It's a truly unsettling thought.
It is.
Speaking of unsettling, let's circle back to those dog tours that our listener keeps finding in their yard.
Oh, yeah.
Even after the barking stopped, they kept appearing. Why do you think that is?
It's an interesting detail.
Ah.
It could be a way for the perpetrator to maintain a sense of control.
Okay.
To remind you that they're still out there watching.
Right.
Like a calling card or a twisted form of communication.
It's almost like they're taunting our listener, you know, saying, I got away with it and there's nothing you can do.
Right, exactly.
It's incredibly creepy.
It is understandable that you would feel that way. This situation has clearly had a lasting impact on your sense of safety and security.
Right.
It's a stark reminder that even in the most seemingly idyllic neighborhoods, darkness can lurk beneath the surface.
It really makes you question who you can trust. But let's shift gears for a moment. This whole experience must have been terrifying for the dogs involved.
Oh, absolutely.
What are the potential long-term effects of this kind of manipulation?
You're right. We can't forget about the impact on the animals. Mm. Dogs are incredibly perceptive creatures.
Right.
And this kind of prolonged exposure to stress and anxiety can have a lasting effect on their behavior.
Really?
They might develop phobias or become more reactive to certain sounds or situations.
Mm.
They may even exhibit signs of aggression that they didn't show before.
That's heartbreaking. So what can people do to help their dogs recover from an experience like this?
Yeah.
And what steps can they take to prevent something like this from happening in the future?
Those are important questions, and we'll definitely delve into those in just a bit. We'll explore some practical tips and strategies for dealing with neighborhood noise and suspicious behavior, and how to help your furry friends feel safe and secure again after a stressful event. But first, we'll take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Okay, so we've explored the dark side of suburbia.
Yeah.
And the psychology of a dog whistle-wielding mastermind.
Right.
But what can people do if they find themselves in a similar situation? You know, dealing with excessive barking, weird neighbors, just any behavior that seems off.
Right. That's a good question. It's important to empower people with practical strategies.
Right.
And I think the first step, as we touched on earlier, is documentation.
Right.
Keep a detailed log of every incident, date, time, what happened, and any witnesses.
Right. It seems simple, but having that record can be crucial.
It is.
Especially if you need to involve the authorities or like your homeowners association.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It transforms what might feel like anecdotal evidence into a pattern of behavior.
Yeah, like this is really happening.
Exactly.
And it's not just me overreacting.
Right. And whenever possible, try to get audio or video recordings of the incidents.
Right.
But always prioritize your safety.
Right.
You know, don't put yourself in a risky situation.
Safety first.
Exactly.
But what if you have that documentation and things are still escalating?
Yeah.
Is it time to lawyer up? Call the neighborhood watch.
Not so fast.
Okay.
I think direct communication can often be the most effective way to resolve these kinds of conflicts.
Okay.
It might feel uncomfortable.
Right.
But approaching your neighbor calmly and respectfully.
Right.
Explaining how their actions are impacting you.
Okay.
Can sometimes work wonders.
But what if you suspense that something more sinister is going on, like in this case?
Right.
Would you still recommend that direct approach?
It depends on your comfort level.
Okay.
And the specific circumstances. Oh. If you feel unsafe or threatened, then involving a third party is absolutely the right call.
Okay.
This could be your homeowners association, maybe a mediator, or in extreme cases, the police.
Right. It's better to err on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
If something feels wrong.
Yeah.
Trust your instincts.
Trust your gut.
And don't forget about the innocent victims in all of this.
Right.
The dogs.
The dog, yeah.
This kind of prolonged exposure to stress and anxiety.
Right.
Especially when it's intentionally inflicted.
Yes.
It can be incredibly damaging.
It can be, yeah.
So what are some signs that a dog might be suffering from this kind of trauma?
look for changes in their behavior.
Okay.
Are they suddenly more fearful or reactive?
Okay.
Are they barking excessively even when their owners are home?
Right.
Are they exhibiting signs of aggression that they didn't show before?
So if you notice these changes, what can you do to help your dog recover?
Well, the first step, I think, is to create a safe and predictable environment for them.
Okay.
This might mean limiting their exposure to potential triggers.
Okay.
Like loud noises or unfamiliar people.
Mm-hmm.
You can also consult with a veterinarian or a certified dog behaviorist.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sometimes our furry friends need professional help.
Right.
Just like we do.
Exactly.
And in the meantime, extra love.
Yes.
Patience.
Absolutely.
Maybe a few extra belly rubs can go a long way.
Oh, for sure.
This whole deep dive has really opened my eyes.
Yeah.
To the complexities of neighborhood dynamics.
Yeah. It's amazing how these things can happen.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even in the most seemingly peaceful communities,
right,
things aren't always as they appear.
Exactly.
And it underscores the importance of communication vigilance,
mm-hmm,
and most importantly, looking out for each other.
Yeah.
Both two-legged and four-legged residents alike.
I agree.
So to our listeners out there, remember, you're not alone.
Right.
Weird neighbors, strange occurrences, and even the occasional dog whistle wielding villain.
It happens.
They're unfortunately part of the human experience.
It's true.
But by being informed, empowered, and connected, we can navigate these challenges,
yeah,
and create communities where everyone feels safe and respected.
I love that.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been great.
Until next time, stay curious.
Yeah.
Stay vigilant.
Stay safe.
And remember, sometimes the truth is barkier than fiction.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.